Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Hershuer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Anderson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Anderson. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Grote scores. Burgess moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin takes first base on ball four. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Christopher steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal takes first base on ball four. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. Christopher moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hershuer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hershuer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibbon covering, for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Hoke moves to second. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Hershuer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershuer is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershuer takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Hershuer moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano takes first base on ball 4. Hershuer moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Earl Francis now pitching. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner is hit by the pitch. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hershuer fields it and throws to second for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal bunts towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Christopher moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Jim Hickman. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Marv Thronberry now playing first base. Richie Ashburn now playing center field. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell misplays the ball. That's an error on Cannell. Clendenin moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazeroski for the out. Clendenin moves to third. Hoke moves to second. One out. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Hoke scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Pirates. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cannell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pignatano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Cannell moves to third. It's 3-2, Pirates. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis has Cannell trapped. There's the throw to Burgess and over to Hoke, who tags Cannell for the out. Pignatano moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pignatano scores. Anderson moves to second. It's Pirates, 3, Mets, 3. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to third. Christopher moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field. Verdon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Verdon. Anderson scores. Christopher scores. Neal goes all the way around to score. Mantilla moves to second. It's 6-3, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Skinner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Mets. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a pop-up towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cannell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 4. The Mets will come to bat. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenon settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Clendenon. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to second. Roger Craig now pitching. Howie Goss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Skinner moves to third. Goss moves to second. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Don Clendenin. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mantilla. Skinner scores. Goss scores. Clemente goes all the way around to score. Marshall moves to third. It's 7-6, Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Diomedes Olivo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olivo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Mazeroski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Mazeroski moves to third. Olivo moves to second. Ray Devault now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 5 in the game, with two doubles. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Don Leppert now catching. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.